It's that time again for holiday shopping, and many of us will be doing it online to avoid the crowds at the time of the coronavirus pandemic. But be aware of scams and fraud. This is Don Rush. Americans are expected to spend $189 billion between Black Friday and Christmas shopping, and the research from RiskIQ has identified almost 1,000 apps that are considered malicious, another 6,000 with trademarks and slogans from popular retailers just to get your credit card number. We caught up with Amy Nofziger with AARP's Fraud Watch Network to talk about what to look for.
You know, people who would normally shop at the mall or even, you know, your local craft fair are probably going to turn online. And we know that the scammers are, you know, they're taking note and they're keeping pace and they're out there creating a bogus website, fake mobile apps, or even fake social media ads.
So what kind of things should they be looking for?
So some of the big warning signs are, you know, bargain basement prices. You know, we all love saving money, but if you see an item, especially one of those hot ticket items for the holiday season, for sale for a lot less than it normally would retail for, make sure to have your guard up. It could be a counterfeit product, or it could just be a hook to bring you into their fraudulent website. Also, when you're on a website, make sure to check for misspelled words or poor grammar. You know, legitimate retailers, I mean, they take great care with their online presentation. And also, you know, we recommend that you go directly to the retailer where you want to shop. Of course, all of us have a couple of favorite retailers that we use. But when you type in that URL in your address bar, make sure it's spelled correctly. We've actually heard from quite a few people that thought they were on the legitimate retailer's website, and then they checked the URL, and the name was off by like one or two letters. You know, and finally, payment options. When you're online, always pay with a credit card. It has way better protections than a debit card. And certainly, if someone asks you to pay by wire transfer or even a peer-to-peer app, the common names of those are Cash App, Venmo, or Zelle, walk away. That's a huge red flag because it's nearly impossible to get your money back once it's sent.
What kind of percentage of population do you think is subject to these kinds of scams?
Every single one of us. 100% of us are targeted for these frauds and scams. It doesn't matter your age, where you live, your education level. You know, we all have a target on our back, and that's why education is so important. Now, certainly, older adults do hold the majority of wealth in the United States, and so scammers go where the money is. So they do target the older population more. And sadly, when older people are victimized by these scams, they do lose more money than younger people, and it's because they have more money to lose. But it doesn't matter. Anybody can be a target of these scams.
It's one of the things that strikes me is that the older people get, oftentimes they are either not as familiar, for instance, with the Internet, as an example, but also that they may not be as up to snuff, as it were, as opposed to when they were younger. I mean, I saw that certainly with my own parents.
Yeah, that certainly could be true, and that's why it's so important to talk to all of your family members about these frauds and scams. Obviously, Thanksgiving's going to look a little bit different, and there's not going to be, you know, 20 of us sitting around the Thanksgiving table this year. But any chance you have to talk to your older loved ones, or anyone for that matter, about these scams, you know, to say, hey, Grandma, Grandpa, I read this, you know, great radio show the other day that talked about the frauds and scams. Like, what would you do? Or how would you protect yourself? And even role play it a little bit.
Amy Nofziger with AARP's Fraud Watch Network. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.